Hello, Susan.
Hello, sister.
How are you?
Happy birthday.
Well, it's the day after.
Well, I think you get a good 36 hours or so to play with either way. So it's still, you know, birth week, if you want to say happy birth week.
Yeah, I like that. Actually, welcome everyone to Dip Stitch. We're happy to have you here today with us. I'm Joe, obviously, and
I'm Susan, clearly.
Yeah. And I have to say, speaking of birthdays, one of the best things that happened this birthday was Susan surprised me with a pop-in visit. She came up from the Cape and we're recording together today.
Yay.
Yay.
Sisters. So For me, it's February vacation from school. There's no, you know, there's a break from classes and work. So that's nice. But we were talking earlier, and I think it's something we could talk about is, you know, we've both been very fortunate. The jobs we have, we're able to continue working through the pandemic. And you being the big Lunenburg producer instead of Hollywood there, you being the television executive and and nursing, of course, that goes on anytime. So we've both been really fortunate to keep our jobs.
Absolutely. I've been very, very happy with the way things are going. At first, it was really confusing and we didn't know how we were going to get anything done. But it turned out for the best, and it's kind of, as they say, the new normal.
Yeah, right.
You know?
So another thing that's been the new normal, which for some people it's good and for others it's been difficult, is Zooming.
Zoom meetings.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
I have a couple of complaints about Zoom meetings.
Go for it.
I look like hell on a Zoom meeting. I can't look good. I heard there's filters, which I've never tried.
The young people tell me about those filters?
No, but I always look, my hair's always crazy and I try to fix it. And okay, so I can live with that. I have crazy hair. But secondly, the lighting I can't get right. It's always too much or too little. That's an issue.
Well, you need to set yourself up a Zoom studio. You are into you're a producer. You can figure that out. Get one of those ring lights everybody's talking about.
Yeah, but I'm not leaving my
house. Put on a wig. I mean, Amazon's open. Yeah, I think I agree. There's this kind of new normal of always looking at yourself.
Yeah.
It's like a mirror all the time if you're on Zoom. It's been, you know, I think the when we first started at school, there's, you know, 100, maybe not 100, there might be close to 100 teachers or so and staff. And so when we used to have staff meetings, it was like, there's always a person who's, you know, you've seen the memes about it. There's always a person that's not muted. There's always the person who, you know, the camera's making you dizzy and nauseous because they're walking around with it.
Right, right.
And you can see what they're doing. And
right.
It's crazy. So I can remember talking to Kitty, our cousin, and she was saying that her husband said, well, why don't you just turn the camera off? And she was like, yeah. He said, people have been having phone conferences for years. Why do you have to look at each other?
Well, I kind of am a proponent of looking at each other because it feels like a real meeting. If you're just gonna take your video off and just do phone conversation or voice conversation instead of video, it's something missing. Zoom is intended to replace the live in-person meetings, and I understand why people want to turn their video off, and I don't have a problem with that, but I really think that the whole intention is to make it as, quote, in person as possible, you know?
Yeah, I guess so, but, you know, I've had, for the school job, there's Zoom meetings at least twice a week. For the hospital job, clearly we don't have Zoom meetings because We don't. We did have a call-in meeting recently. They did it by phone. That might be a union thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think it's now like, you know, we have family gatherings by Zoom.
Yeah, we've done. We did Thanksgiving and we did Christmas by Zoom. And like a lot of families out there, it was pretty exciting since we haven't seen each other and everyone was talking at the same time. So it wasn't a complete failure, but it was a little bit tough to navigate through, but it was great to see everybody.
Yeah.
And on another positive note with Zoom, I started out with a book club that has now moved entirely to Zoom, and that works out fantastic.
Well, I have a writing group on Saturdays, and it used to be I could only go every other Saturday because I didn't want to leave Jeej. So now the positive is I can go every week, and I don't have to worry about rushing out the door and finding someone to hang out with her on the weekends that I have her, because it's an important thing that I go to. So, all right, it's a good thing, but think back of how many things do you have in your house right now that you wouldn't have had 20, even 10 years ago?
Well, I have a lot of I have a PC. I have an iPad. I probably wouldn't have had an iPad. I meant a laptop PC. I probably wouldn't have had an iPad, which I use quite a lot. And I don't know. Yeah, cell phones were around 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I had a cell phone. It's really not that different, but we're using them to an extent now in our everyday lives. Before, it was something cool to use, but now they're necessary with the whole COVID thing and the remote everything. You really need those devices. I think. I know I do.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day, I have a... I don't think I've had it for 10 years, but I have a camera that has infrared that I have in Gigi's rooms that is motion detector, so it sends me a message when she moves, if she's having a seizure, or just so I can keep track.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. And it records to the cloud, and I can play it back or watch or just check in on her live. It's like a nanny cam in a way.
Yeah.
So that's something that, you know, technology was good for that. It helps me to, you know, monitor her, but it's just weird. And then she has a tracking device that someone gave me to put on her clothing so that I can, if she gets lost, which is great, but weird.
Yeah.
I haven't really used it yet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, cell phones, which we've had, but yeah, you know, iPads. I was telling you earlier, I have a thing that's like this stationary vacuum where you sweep, because I have all wood floors, you sweep and it goes right up to it and it automatically turns on and it sucks up whatever you sweep up to it.
Wow.
It's good for dog hair. Just, and you know, it's like, I think part of it, the things that I have is because of the pandemic has me online lost in the rabbit hole of what's on sale on Amazon, and Instagram has tons of things to buy. And
that's the whole thing. It's not even so much devices over the past 10 years, but the apps, the different applications that we're using now. I know with the new normal, and I should have gotten this app before that, but before COVID. But I use Dropbox all the time, and a lot of people use it. So when one of my videographers does a shoot, they just, and the files are quite large, they can just send me over the footage on Dropbox, and I will instantly get it. So,
well, that's like Google Share.
Right.
It's the same thing, but it's just crazy how...
But there's different apps we're using now all the time.
I don't know.
I think so.
You know the app I use the most?
Dating?
The magnifying glass. Have you seen that one?
No.
So I was at the grocery store the other day, And I went by this woman, and she had her glasses on, and she was looking at the nutritional values of cottage cheese or something.
Oh, exciting.
And she looked at me, she goes, is this getting smaller or what? And I said, oh, I just take a picture of it, and then I make it bigger, you know, like pinching the screen. And then I showed her my, also I have the magnifying glass app, and it's that I use the flashlight app, magnifying all the time because I can't see. Mm-hmm. So it's awesome. It has a bright light and you can move it up and down. You can see really close with it. And let's see, what would be my top five apps? I also use like calendar and things like that, calculator. But I use those two are the most. I'm trying to think of what else I use all the time. What other apps? I don't have my phone on me, but
yeah, there's a lot. And I don't have this app, but it's turning out to be a big hit with Jamie because of his granddaughter living so far away. But there's an app called Marco Polo where someone will video a message to the other person. And I'll tell you, if you're a grandparent, you need to get Marco Polo.
Hey, we're not making any money. No ads for free.
No ads for free. All right.
That's a great idea.
He gets videos of his granddaughter all the time. And I don't have it on my phone just because my phone's getting a little bit overrated or overcharged here with apps. But I used to use an Under Armour app. It was called... what was it called?
What was it for?
It was for losing weight.
Oh, Fitness Pal.
It was Fitness Pal. And that was excellent where you tracked your calories every day. And, you know, you plugged in how much weight you wanted to lose. And they would tell you how many calories you could have per day. And they had recipes and exercises and stuff like that. So I used that for a while, and obviously I've stopped using it, but sometimes apps come and go.
Yeah, so I'm looking at my phone right now. Besides, like, my banking and things like that, I do have the Silver Singles app.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I use, I belong to Instagram. I use Spotify, obviously, to listen to podcasts. I also have one, a good one. Again, it's for my daughter. It's a epilepsy one. And if she's having a seizure, I open it up and it automatically starts a timer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's it's like a seizure first aid thing. And then you time it and then it says what was she doing when it happened, things like that. And then I save it and I send it to her doctor.
See, and that's the sort of stuff that parents didn't have.
I know, it's amazing.
And, you know, just to manage their life. I should take out my phone. I've got lots.
Yeah.
I've got Venmo.
Yeah, Venmo.
I've got PayPal.
PayPal, yeah. Have you tried Google Meet?
No.
And then there's one for Samsung called Duo.
Oh.
Where you talk to, like, two people get on and talk.
And talk.
They talk with their apps.
They talk about their dogs and their daughters.
Yeah. So the other thing, yeah, communication completely has changed, and I don't think it started with the pandemic, but it definitely sped up and things changed, more things came up. But we've always, you know, since texting has been something that I know my son is frustrated with me because he doesn't understand why I use full sentences.
Oh, right.
And yeah. I thought I'd be clever, and I was watching something on Instagram, and it said, it had all these tips for iPhones, and the guy goes really fast, but I got one, and it said, just find a code word, not a code word, but a word that every time you type it, your email comes up, so that instead of typing your whole email out, you just do like Sue, and it comes up. Well, I chose me. So every time I type the word me on my phone, my email comes up, and I don't know how to change it back. So sometimes I'll be like...
Yeah, there's a lot of tricks.
So it'll say, Susan blah, 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 at hotmail.com and mom. Like, oh, no. So, but yeah, he gets really frustrated because, you know, he also doesn't want to have a long conversation, and sometimes I'm just trying to get him to... tell me what's going on, and it's always very short and sometimes in this code that I don't understand.
Well, you know, that took me the longest time to get used to was when my youngest was in high school. I mean, I was remembering back to when I was in high school, the phone would ring off the hook from all of our friends calling. And when my youngest was in high school, the phone never rang. It was all texting, texting, texting.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was so weird that they're in touch 24/7 without picking up a old-fashioned tethered phone. And I couldn't get over it. I thought it was really strange.
Well, and I think you start to think as a parent, like, do they have any friends? Why aren't they talking to anybody? And it's like...
And they've been talking all day.
All day.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then you don't know who they're talking to because you're not answering the phone.
Right,
yeah. Oh, it's like a... It's a good thing and it's a bad thing, but I don't... It makes you feel out of touch.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, getting back to apps... there's so many and they can do so much that a lot of times I find myself going to Google and asking questions. How do I change the brightness on my iPhone? How do I do, you know, just good old fashioned Google is there to answer any questions you have. Even if I have a technical question, an easy question, a question about an app that I don't understand, it's really, you gotta lean on Google sometimes. Googly.
Yeah, I actually use DuckDuckGo.
I've heard of that.
They don't track you. There's no ads or anything. It's free. Oh. It's pretty interesting. DuckDuckGo.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's another option. Yeah, there's a place. There's always a place to find an answer, whether it's Google, YouTube, Pinterest.
Yeah, you're a Pinterest queen.
Well, you say, like, what do I do with a big blank wall? And you get, like, a million pictures.
Right.
So, you know, it's... And, again, that's a good thing, and it's a bad thing. Like, I went through nursing school without Google, without those things. And so... When I was in school in, it was like 2003 or four, we got CDs with videos of certain things.
Right.
Each book had a CD with it. And then we had certain classes, like skills classes, that we got these CDs of these two, like, I don't know who did the videos, but it was like, you know, catheterization, bedpan, it's all the basic stuff, but it was like a video, like two people, usually a nurse and maybe a nursing
student. Probably poor quality or...
Yeah, it was definitely, seemed like it, but and I also took...
Not if I put it together,
I also took a math class where you had to buy a VHS tape and he would do lectures on VHS tape.
Weird.
It was kind of a remote, way back when, kind of like a remote class. It met a couple of times for some tests, but most of the class was done at home.
Wow.
And it was through this VHS tape. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, I was in some classes. I did some remote classes, and when I was... it wasn't for my degree. It was just fun stuff. But we had to watch... No, that was for my degree. We had to watch a PBS series on TV and then write essays and papers on it and take a test on it and everything. So it clearly wasn't high tech. I mean, today it's probably all streaming online and different sites and everything else. So, you know, it's kind of old school, you know, doing TV, VCRs and stuff. But now, wow, so easy. Definitely easy.
Yeah. And we were talking too earlier about how also the strange thing that comes with it, you know, I was having a conversation with someone about, hey, you know, they sell these things and blah, blah, blah. And half an hour later, there was an email ad for that same thing. And it was very random. And I'm not someone who, you know, is a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe it is. I think that's just the way it's set up. Our devices are monitoring us. Nothing is free. If it's free, then we're the product, kind of thing. And I do believe that we are the product. And it's unfortunate and it's kind of scary, but it's hard to give up the convenience. So
right. I'm not willing to. You look like you're ready to.
Sometimes I am. I don't like to always have my phone with me.
Right, right. Well, that happens to me all the time, too.
Well, part of the reason is I don't charge it all the time, and it's just like, oh, I'm just lazy.
No, you gotta stay charged and in touch.
Well, what did we do 20 years ago when we pulled over the side of the road? Someone helped us.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, being able to call someone's a different story. And, you know, it's so funny. We were, this might have been 10 years ago. Not quite. We were in the Atlanta airport in this room. It was a smoking room, whatever. And there were phone banks in there still. They were, well, the relics of a phone bank.
Pay phone bank.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And it was so weird to see. We were like, I was taking pictures of it. I haven't seen anything like that in 30 years.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And now there's no payphones and there's no smoking rooms.
Yeah. No.
Now they have the pet relief rooms.
Oh, the pet relief, yeah. They took away my smoking so the dogs can pee. So that's all we have time for this episode. So we look forward to having you listen to upcoming episodes. And please leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Dip Stitch out.